Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Prosecutors on Tuesday filed murder charges against the man suspected of firing upon crowds gathered for a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois on Monday morning. He ended up killing 7 people and injuring more than 30. Robert Cremo III is 21 years old. He is charged with 7 counts of first-degree murder. A judge in Mississippi on Tuesday denied a request from Jackson Women's Health Organization to temporarily block the state's trigger law banning nearly all abortions, which is set to take effect on Thursday. Judge Deborah Halford wrote in her opinion, the Mississippi Constitution does not mention abortion. Musician Carlos Santana collapsed on stage at a Clarkston, Michigan performance Tuesday night in a scary scene that ended with him waving to fans as he was taken away on a stretcher. A spokesperson for the 74-year-old Santana said Carlos was overcome by heat exhaustion and dehydration. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The ACLU is launching a multi-million dollar midterm campaign to influence the makeup of state Supreme Courts and district attorneys in battleground states where abortion access is on the line. It's coming up on the midterm elections, and election speculation is abuzz.
With California Governor Gavin Newsom continuing his foray into national politics by running ads in Florida, it was only a matter of time until he was included in the 2024 general election polling. A recently released Yahoo News YouGov survey conducted between June 24th and 27th suggests that Newsom would be a stronger general election candidate than Vice President Kamala Harris. The poll suggests a hypothetical matchup between Biden, Harris, and Newsom against former President Donald Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. When running against Trump, Newsom fares better than Harris and also has more room to grow. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Justice Department has settled a decades-old lawsuit filed by a group of men who were rounded up by the government in the weeks after September 11, 2001 attacks. The complaint stated the men were held in a federal jail in New York in harsh and abusive conditions. The Justice Department did not admit guilt in the settlement, but each of the 6 men will split just under $100,000. President Biden's demand that gas stations across the country lower their prices, former Representative Dr. Ron Paul on Newsmax says Biden is acting as an authoritarian, and these demands by the White House could lead to shortages.
Well, he's an authoritarian. There are a lot of those up in Washington, D.C. They think they know better than people making their own choices. And what he's talking about is price controls. And price controls, when you price something below the market rate, it always occurs that you get shortages. You know, this idea that he's going to set the prices, and all of a sudden they're going to go out and buy more oil to replenish it. No, so far I've been able to go buy gasoline. You know, the price is up a little bit, but that doesn't mean the price of the oil is up. That's the only problem. That means the dollar value is going down, and I like to emphasize that because if you don't look at the dollar's value and you just look at prices, then you have come up with these cockamamie decisions by presidents. Say, oh, what we need to do is you guys need to just sell it for free. Sell it for less. do that. Lower the prices. We don't care about whether you know the process. Total fallacy.
USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. I love what the Federalists, number five, essays by Alexander Hamilton, John Jay, and James Madison had to say. He said, if angels were to govern men, neither external nor internal controls on government would be necessary. In framing a government which is to be administered by men over men, the great difficulty lies in this. You must first enable the government to control the governed, and in the next place, oblige it to control itself. That last sentence is the bottom line and the basis of we the people, and why we the people must take a stand against a tyrannical government. With us right now, with Americans for Limited Government, speaking of which, is the one and only Rick Manning. Rick, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. There lies the problem, right? This is an interesting circle. We have to appoint a government to act in the best interests of the people, and then make sure that it restrains itself and doesn't allow its ego and desire, its natural human desire for power and control to take over, right?
No, absolutely. Anybody who says you don't need a government has never driven on a road and figured out that, you know, everybody just didn't come to the idea, oh, we're going to drive on the right-hand side of the road in America, and, you know, everybody just came to consensus. No, somebody decided we're driving on the right side of the road. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're measuring inches versus meter, you know, versus centimeters, you know, somebody decided we're using we're not using the metric system. And so you have you have certain things that the government decides that are, that make it so society flows. And many of them mirror the Ten Commandments when you get down to it. And
exactly.
Like the Ten Commandments when after they, over the years in the Old Testament, you know, hundreds and hundreds of, laws were created off of the Ten Commandments. Which were not followable. You couldn't follow them all. It was just very difficult to know them all. So we are now in that kind of mode here in America, times about 100,000 times with the number of laws and regulations that are unknowable, unfollowable. And in fact, as a result, they are not useful for governing.
Well, especially when the government has overstepped its bounds and is more interested in not serving the people, but serving themselves. Therein confuses everything. It's just like the Ten Commandments. I mean, here, Moses gets the Ten Commandments from God. Thousands of years later, you got the Sadducees and the Pharisees during Jesus' time, and they turn the Ten Commandments into 10,000 volumes. They just can't, you know, man's inclination is such that they can't help themselves. And it's amazing because these very elites, a bunch like the same today, instituted laws that they themselves would not follow. but they held it against everybody else. And that's the gall of all this. And it was so easy for Jesus to call them out on it. And here it is. I mean, what would Jesus do if he was in the midst of this chaos, which I believe he is in a manner of speaking. But I mean, if he was here in person, face to face with this idiocy, they would cower. They would put down their rocks. They would realize that they missed the mark. Because Jesus had a way of communicating with the spirit of man that was undeniable. But right now, you have this force that continues to run rampant, that denies God and denies common sense. And meanwhile, we the people who have a constitution, which we remembered, of course, the Declaration of Independence that we celebrated with our 246th birthday here on Monday, reminded us of the grievances that our early founders and the pilgrims had against the ruling party and the ruling class. It was quite clear and clearly enumerated. And it's amazing how we've gone full circle, you know, because, Rick, here we are. Many of the grievances that they laid out against the king are the grievances that we the people have against Joe Biden and the Democratic Party.
No, it's very true. It's a, you know, the saving grace is that we did see a Supreme Court come out and say on many, many issues, I don't believe they got them all right, but on many, many issues that individual freedom prevails, First and Second Amendment, and the government doesn't, you know, the courts can't just make up rights. They have to be enumerated, and returning power back to the states and effectively washing away power that had been grabbed by the court to legislate in an area that Congress had not. And as a result, you've got a pretty unique situation in terms of the Supreme Court giving away power to the state.
Well, the deal is they're reassigning power consistent. Yeah, I mean, they really did us all a favor. They're putting things back into order. You would think, to your very point here, Rick, is that the legislature would be up in arms praising the Supreme Court for, you know, putting things back into order. Because they were afraid, they dodged their responsibility. They subordinated their responsibility, which is not supposed to happen. There's no anywhere in the Constitution where the legislative branch subordinates its legislative responsibility to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, hey, look, we stepped over. We're putting back. Hey, it's up to you. You guys want to do this, you can do it. But meanwhile, we're going back to the states with this. I mean, they're bringing order to chaos. Go ahead.
That's right. It's one of the things that Madison assumed was that the branches of government would guard their powers zealously, particularly the legislative branch, which was, and we're talking federal government here, the legislative branch, which is Article I, was created as the most powerful branch of government and anticipated as its closest to the people, and at least houses. And the idea was that there would be a battle for power between the various branches of government, but in that battle for power, that would create as a kind of stopgap against every other branch, any branch from taking over. And what Congress did not figure out, what Madison didn't think would happen, which has, is that Congress has discovered is easier to pass the buck to the executive branch, to unelected people, to actually write the laws through regulation, than it is for that branch to take political responsibility for those laws. And as a result, you see, you know, Congress is continually passing the buck and saying, oh, we're going to write really broad laws, and then we're going to let the executive bureaucrats figure out what the heck it is. And
exactly
where we start falling apart.
Well, and that's another a clear, you know, delineation there to your point, is the Supreme Court cut the wings of the EPA and this bureaucracy. And this is just the beginning, because guess what? That same model that is exercised in the EPA is consistent with these other three-letter agencies that have become, I would say, if not full-on corrupt, on the border of being corrupt.
I agree 100%.
Stand by. We've got more from Rick Manning. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to a quarter of a million high-quality health plans. Providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Okay, it's amazing to me how my friends on the left did not catch what Joe Biden had to say in the administration in announcing this new liberal world order. I mean, where have we heard things like that from? I guess he had to, you know, whether it was Build Back Better or Barack Obama's the fundamental transformation, now it's the liberal world order. This is the option that the Democratic Party and Joe Biden's administration is offering. You know, I like what William F. Buckley had to say, Rick. He said, liberals claim to want to give a hearing to other views, but then are shocked and offended to discover there are other views.
Things haven't changed much in 30, 40 years, have they?
No, not at all. But, you know, the thing is that we allow ourselves to be dumbed down if we can't reason and talk and be able to exchange ideas. This is why our First Amendment is so powerful and basic to this democratic republic. But you've got one side of the proposition here negating 50% of the country, at least, and just saying, hey, look, at we know so much better. Oh, really? You do, huh? I mean, there's clear evidence about how much better you do know. I mean, here we were energy independent. Paying, you know, what, $2, just keep it around figures, about $2 a gallon. Now we're double that plus, but you know so much better. You know, these antithetical figures like, oh, yeah, China and Russia, they were kind of kept in their place. But no, let's bring back the Obama-Biden administration one more time and let's have chaos come back internationally and our national security be compromised. Yeah, the fruit of your policies are great. And then meanwhile, you've got your hand in the cookie jar, crumbs are all over your face, and you're in full denial. Whether it has to do with a recession that everybody knows we're in the middle of, we've been warned about, but you insist that there's no recession. I mean, this is absolutely insane, but this is the government that we have right now, and they do not deserve to continue to run this country. If they do, they will continue to do so in the ground. But meanwhile, Rick, and this I wanted to address and get your read on it. This is an opinion piece that kind of encapsulates the general idea and consensus of anti-Trumpers. And this comes from Lawrence Jacobs. He's the director of the Center for the Study of Politics and Governance at the University of Minnesota. He's authored several books, including Democracy Under Fire, which is quite interesting here because he has a very, very liberal anti-Trump perspective without even considering, you know, due process and the role of law. I mean, his first paragraph really sets the tone. It says, in her testimony to the January 6th House Select Committee, former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson detailed Donald Trump's fury, his propensity for violent outbursts, his disregard for rule of law. The explosive testimony revealed unprecedented acts for the office of the president. Now, this is all hearsay. Her testimony has been discredited right at full cloth, but now you have a professor who is so inclined that he picked up the beef, he swallowed it, bones included, and he spits it out to everybody else like it's a matter of fact. See, this is what's wrong right now with journalism in our country, we're not getting an objective viewpoint and report of what happened on January 6th. We know it's a show trial for those of us who have been following this. I mean, this thing was imbalanced from the get-go when Nancy Pelosi, you know, rejected the minority leader's assignment of officials to this committee and handpicked two never-Trumpers, all in the name of some sort of sense of, you know, bipartisanship, right?
Well, it was in the, basically the two Denver Trumpers gave Nancy Pelosi cover for whatever they wanted to do. And it's let's just be honest. Kinzinger from, was a Denver Trumper all along. And, let's just say Donald Trump didn't exactly, embrace Liz Cheney's dad's overall foreign policy. So he's a threat. He was a threat to Cheney, and Kinzinger, he was offended. And so that's what you got. You got offended effete Illinois boy, and the woman who was born and raised in Alexandria, Virginia, who represents Wyoming, being being the two Republicans. But you know something you said about the professor from Minnesota. I mean, here's the thing, and it's something that's really hard for people to wrap their heads around, and we talked about it in the break. two different people can watch the exact same thing and get exactly the opposite conclusion from it. And one person can sit there and say, well, let's check the biblical terms, the Bereans. Let's check and see if what she's saying is true. Let's see if it's verified by other things. There are people in the car. Was she there? Well, a Berean finds out real fast. No, she doesn't even claim to be there. When you listen to her actual words, she says she was told. So she wasn't there. This is not something that would be admissible in court. And then you ask, well, if she wasn't there, who told her? Well, there were three Secret Service agents in the car. None of those three validate what she contended occurred. Secondly, did she describe the events in a way that were accurate in terms of the physical surroundings? She said the president was in the presidential limousine known as the Beast, when photographic evidence shows that the president was in an SUV, not the Beast. As a White House staffer, she knows the difference. And as a result, she doesn't describe even the vehicle that this supposedly occurred in correctly. And so suddenly you have a description that doesn't match the photographic evidence of the vehicle and is contradicted by the three people who actually were in the vehicle itself. Mm-hmm. So a Berean would say she's clearly not telling the truth. Somebody who was not very curious and was just basically wanting confirmation bias for his own opinions would say, oh, look at that. That's proof. That's the smoking gun. And that's been the story of the last 5 years with the Democrats. It's Adam Schiff's empty briefcase on Russia and collusion. It's the Rachel Maddow show for the last 5 years. It is nothing more than a confirmation bias that orange man bad. And anything that says orange man bad actually is something you're going to cling on to. And that's what we're experiencing again, because the Democrats desperately don't want to talk about what's actually happening in the country, because what their dream is, and they're is effectively accomplishing the mission of making gas so high that electric may look smart. That's what they want to do. That's their goal. They need something to deflect attention, shiny object to deflect attention. And the January 6th Commission is that shiny object with a bunch of politicians all puffed up so they're trying to make themselves seem like they're important, doing something important. Mm-hmm. And their friends in the mainstream media, I should use a term, their friends in the establishment media, giving them primetime airtime to make it seem important when, in fact, there's nothing they're doing that's it's not only not important, it's not truthful. It's not honest.
Well, what does this say about Kinzinger and Liz Cheney allowing somebody to give this kind of testimony and not even defend the rule of law, due process, you know, things that most people see as being fair? I mean, to me, their political capital is getting bankrupt at this expense. I mean, after everything is all said and done, they're going to be politicians without a home. I mean, you think the Democrats are going to welcome them at a cocktail party or something like that?
Maybe they'll get a book deal.
Maybe, but you know, but meanwhile, they're just basically useful idiots in this whole process that are continuing to fuel this idea, just like you said, orange man bad. But here is somebody that needed, you know, the people said, look, we need to shake up the status quo. Our borders are wide open. Our economy should be doing a lot better. Here's a businessman who knows better. Hey, what do we got to lose? I mean, we want another George Bush. We want a John McCain. Come on. Give me a break. I mean, this was an opportunity to shake things up, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, let's throw Mitt Romney in there, too. Right. Exactly.
Yeah, Donald shook things up, and the establishment fights back. This is Empire Strikes Back. It's a movie. That's all.
There it is. There it is. Rick Manning, thank you very much for being with
President
us as always,
Biden
buddy.
Recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Prosecutors on Tuesday filed murder charges against the man suspected of firing upon crowds gathered for a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois on Monday morning. He ended up killing 7 people and injuring more than 30. Robert Cremo III is 21 years old. He is charged with 7 counts of first-degree murder. A judge in Mississippi on Tuesday denied a request from Jackson Women's Health Organization to temporarily block the state's trigger law banning nearly all abortions, which is set to take effect on Thursday. Judge Deborah Halford wrote in her opinion, the Mississippi Constitution does not mention abortion. Musician Carlos Santana collapsed on stage at a Clarkston, Michigan performance Tuesday night in a scary scene that ended with him waving to fans as he was taken away on a stretcher. A spokesperson for the 74-year-old Santana said Carlos was overcome by heat exhaustion and dehydration. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and it's great to have Jenny Beth Martin back with us, the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, a columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, happy 4th of July afterwards. Finally had a chance to catch up, and I trust that you had a great Independence Day celebration.
I did, and I hope all of your listeners did as well.
Well, it was a great time to remember what makes America great. 246 years. I mean, what a glorious history, though there are those that want to rewrite history and steal from us the momentous highlights. I mean, could you imagine remembering, you know, the New York Yankees, for example, and you took away their, home run, winning, you know, baseball hits and successes and wins, and took away all their World Series victories. I mean, in a sense, this is how un-American, you know, our country is being attacked by those forces that want to steal those winning seasons and winning events that we've enjoyed over these 246 years.
That is correct, and the people who want to do that, they're also censoring history, and if you don't pay attention to history, you're doomed to repeat it. So right. You can learn from it, though, if you pay attention to what you did well, what you did not do well, where you improved, where you still have the ability to improve. But you can't do that when you censor everything and ignore the accomplishments and focus only on some flaws. It doesn't work
exactly
that way.
Well, it's one thing to find yourself repeating history, but it's another thing to abandon history and find yourself taking another direction, like which, President Biden announced the new liberal world order. What is that? Is that another, fundamental transformation of our country statement that Barack Obama gave us?
It certainly sounds a lot like it, and it sounds very much like what we heard from other world leaders back in late 2020 and 2021, when they were addressing how they would deal with the fallout from the lockdowns around the world and the Great Reset. So it's very concerning when he says things like the New World Order. He is accountable to the American people and the American voters.
Exactly. Well, the American voters will have a chance to speak loudly. Hopefully they will be able to hear them now, come the midterms. But meanwhile, SCOTUS, the Supreme Court, really have given Americans a renewed hope in this great country of ours with the recent decisions that they rendered right before, finishing the session.
They really have. Beyond what we saw from the Supreme Court, when it comes to the pro-life movement, which was absolutely a tremendous victory for many different organizations who've worked on that issue for decades. One of the things that I'm very interested in watching how this affects what other regulations are in our country. The West Virginia versus the EPA decision is extremely important. And even Chief Justice Roberts wrote that a decision of such magnitude, meaning referring to the EPA's regulations from the Clean Air Act, decision of such magnitude and consequence rest with Congress itself or an agency acting pursuant to a clear delegation from that representative body. I think that's so important. We've watched over the decades as Congress has abdicated more power and responsibility to unelected bureaucrats in different regulatory agencies who then go and make up regulations, and nobody, the American people, don't have a way to have a check and balance on that because the regulators are not accountable in the same manner that an elected official is. So I'm very glad to see that that decision happened the way that it did, and I'm interested to see what other regulations may wind up being rolled back or be challenged as a result of this, so that Congress has to accept responsibility for their actions rather than advocating it to unelected bureaucrats in the future.
I agree that this is going to open a door to a lot of these three-letter agencies that, that the bureaucracy has allowed them to run rampant and to create laws out of whole cloth that have been injurious, to we the people. And the check and balance has been, the Republican Party, and they folded tent. They didn't fight for the American people, because when you look at these laws and who brought them into being and empowered them, mostly they've been Democrats, Jenny Beth.
Yes, that is very true. You're right about that. And but it makes sense, because for many, many years, the Democrat Party has been okay with bigger government and moving towards a more socialist form of government rather than the constitutional republic, on which the Constitution is based. And that kind of bigger government lends itself to more regulations, to more unaccounted bureaucrats, and to more of those three and four letter agencies that have come to make life very difficult for many different industries in our country.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have overrun our U.S. Constitution. And this is how they find a way to limit the discussion and the reason back and forth. Our founding fathers gave us a constitution that would move really slow for a purpose so that we wouldn't have a runaway government. And now with all these three-letter agencies running amok here, and boy, disturbing, and I dare I say, even destroying businesses and people's lives, all in the name of their bureaucracy and their three-letter power, I mean, this is not the American dream. This is not the American way of life, Jenny Beth.
No, it's not. The American way of life is to have those checks and balances. And one of the ultimate checks to balance the government is the ability to go and vote and to vote the people who are making the bad decisions or the decisions you disagree with out of office and to elect people who will make decisions that you do agree with. Or to keep the people in who are making decisions you agree with. It cuts both ways.
Exactly.
But the point is, it's a check and balance when the American people can vote on that. But when you delegate that power, to not the power to vote, but the power to make decisions to those three-letter agencies, they can destroy lives, they can destroy industry, they can destroy businesses, all without any way to hold them accountable at all. And it's very difficult to sue the United States government. So you're just stuck without that proper check and balance. It completely is running amok of the Constitution. And I'm so glad to see that the Supreme Court ruled in this manner. And it will be interesting to see how their ruling affects other regulatory bodies.
Exactly.
In the country.
I'm with you with eager expectation. Let me tell you, what you said reminds me of what Thomas Jefferson told us. We in America do not have a government by the majority. We have a government by the majority who participate. All tyranny needs to gain a foothold is for people of good conscience to remain silent. There's no room for the silent majority. And I believe what may have happened, what the Supreme Court has done, what we've experienced in the last almost 2 years of the Joe Biden administration, is you have the awakening of the silent majority and realizing they can no longer sit on the sidelines. I mean, you have been a person who has led the charge. You've been the vanguard for activism and to get people to connect with their American roots and responsibilities, Jenny Beth. And I believe that we're starting to see a rise, an awakening of the American people to get back to first principles that will make our country great again. Are you sensing the same thing, or am I delusional here?
No, I don't think you're delusional at all. I think that there is a rise of people paying attention to first principles, and that's been going on for several years now, but let's say it's been going on for the last 12, 15 years.
Exactly. Jenny Beth Martin, the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action. How can people get involved?
Go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, that's teapartypatriots.org.
Thank you, Jenny Beth. Take care.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
This is a Potter's Field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Independent, why not? As we continue to work hard to get this country back on track, and thank you so much. I mean, here we are. I mean, did you see the numbers now? We're talking 85-90% of the country now agrees the country's on the wrong track. Okay, all right. So we're seeing it all the same. I mean, that's about as bipartisan and as much of a mandate as I've seen of late, that we are in agreement, that at least we're seeing the same thing. You know, it makes you wonder about the remaining 10% that they think that we're on the right track. It's like, okay, what are you aiming for here? It is a bit perplexing. I can't blame you for being a bit confused. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here to continue with you. Chris Chmielinski joins us now. The number is USA, Director of Policy and Activism. Hey, Chris, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, always good to have you. I take it you had a great 4th, a day to celebrate liberty. As some people said, what little we may have left.
Yeah. No, it was great. Thanks for asking. Hope you had a good 4th as well. And yeah, with the current state of things, it's tough to think about it these days.
Well, especially, you know, going into this holiday, a day to celebrate liberty, you've got Joe Biden announcing a new liberal world order. What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, open borders, I think, anytime you start throwing around phrases like world order, you're talking about getting rid of the destruction of national borders and national communities, which mm-hmm. is really the foundation of this country. And when you throw open not just our borders, but everybody's borders, you're going to lose that. And that people have with each other is their national community. And that tends to be my biggest concern when we start talking about open borders and a world order.
Because we're not bringing people in necessarily that are looking to advance the great American idea. I mean, Border Patrol is warning us. I mean, they're being overwhelmed with people that are on, you know, they're on no-fly lists. These are felons. I mean, they run the whole gamut. And meanwhile, HHS and our government and the Biden administration is just oh-humming this whole deal. It's like Atlas Shrugged. And we've got our kids that are dying in mass due to the infiltration of fentanyl into this country. Thank you very much, China and, you know, the Mexican cartels. But, you know, it seems to matter so little, you know, to this administration. If you remember, this is probably one of the single issues that, you know, gave rise to Donald Trump, and that, you know, people began to really pay attention because it made sense. Because it doesn't make sense whatsoever to have open borders, you know, to your point. And now, with the Supreme Court that did us no favor in you know, their ruling on the Remain in Mexico issue, boy, as you say, it's going to be an easier time for terrorists to enter the U.S. now legally. Imagine that, huh?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, to your point, you know, this whole. So you've got people that are coming in. You know, the new report came out yesterday that it looks like about 198,000 people were apprehended last month. We've got another new report about 470,000 gotaways. Those are people that weren't apprehended by Border Patrol but still crossed the border illegally. I mean, these are gigantic numbers that we're hearing about. And as you mentioned, they're not necessarily coming here to help make America a better place. They're coming here to essentially use us to advance their own personal goals. And, you know, that's not beneficial to the people that are already here, both the people who were born here and the people who came here and did it the right way. So that's my concern. But yeah, you know, with the Supreme Court case, it's not entirely bad, but yeah, it definitely was a blow. You know, what they did was they reversed the temporary injunction that the lower courts had put on that said that the Biden administration couldn't end the program. But the program still goes back to the lower courts to be decided on the merits. And I'm hopeful that they will rule in the favor of all these states that have sued the Biden administration. But unfortunately, at the end of the day, the Biden administration is barely using the program. It's hanging on by a thread. So,
Here they are. They're leaving the border.
I mean, they're not, Chris, they're the way the Trump administration did.
Well, even that aside, what is your plan? What is your plan to secure the border? I mean, right now, all we're seeing is the border's wide open, ole, and then you get them, and in the dark of night, you ship them into the interior of the country, knowing, I mean, the data, the science, you might say, on this whole study is that at least 80% of those people just stay in the country. They don't go back and, you know, meet with any government official to finally hear their case 5 years later. I mean, this is absurd. You can't have people, you know, so, yeah.
Yeah, especially when you hear that, you know, we've got immigration detention centers that are empty. You know, we've got hundreds of thousands of people being apprehended crossing the border illegally every single month. Why do we have detention centers empty? And the funding request, you know, when Congress comes back next week, they're going to start working on appropriations bills to fund the federal government for fiscal year 2022. And the Biden administration wants less money for detention centers, more money for alternatives to detention, which we've seen through the reports that it's not effective. It keeps some people around, but a lot of people get away through it, just simply disappear. They cut off their ankle bracelets and disappear into the woodwork. So, you know, this is an administration that simply, as you said, they have no plan. They're not interested in controlling the border or putting forth any solutions that are going to reduce the number of people that are coming over the border illegally every single month. And that's why I am somewhat hopeful that when the Remain in Mexico case is argued on its merits, you know, the law clearly states somebody is in here illegally that they need to detain them. They can't just simply release them
into
the country, even though that's what they plan on doing.
Well, in the midst of all this incompetence, we get the report. Chris, are you ready for this? I mean, could you imagine, you know, you have a responsibility with your organization, right? Could you get away with not checking your computer for your emails for 10 months?
Yeah.
Did you see this? 25% of federal bureaucrats at HHS never checked their computers during the first 10 months of the pandemic.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, they sure collected their paycheck.
I'm sure they did, yes. Yep. And you hear it all the time, and some of them, you can't, you know, it's like immigration and customs officers, agents. It's almost, you know, we're essentially paying them to do nothing, but it's not by their choice. They want to go out and enforce the immigration laws. They're just handcuffed that they can't. So you wonder who again is calling the shots and saying, oh, yeah, it's okay. You don't have to worry about responding to your email. But
well, the deal is it's leadership. Yeah, it's leadership. You go to the top, Chris. I mean, Joe Biden has set the stage for all this. And, you know, and we're getting what this administration has planned. This is not by accident. This is by design. And it's consistent with every other country, whether you want to take a look at, you know, Venezuela, Cuba, you know, how this encroached on them ever so gently. And this, you know, America is the crown jewel for these socialists and these communists. If they can get us to crumble, and here we are, I mean, there's chink in the armor. I mean, we are cracking at the foundations right now, and unless we get some serious leadership in place, I mean, how much more damage can Joe Biden do in the next 2 years, even if there is that, you know, the realization of a projected red wave that happens in the midterms?
Right. Well, yeah, it's and again, what scares me is it's the border. That's where they can really have an impact, because they start to lose control over domestic policy, assuming that Congress is going to flip the way that they're going to flip. We see where the Supreme Court is right now, at least philosophically. So he doesn't have the rest of government on his side. So the only other option that he has is through government regulations. The only other options he has is through government regulations. And to, again, try to flood the country with people that will vote the way that they want them to vote and try to fundamentally change the country back to the
right.
put it on the exact direction that they want it to be on.
Well, he'll have executive orders, and look what's going on in these varying states. I mean, they so overwhelm the demography, like in California. California is not the same as it was 20 years ago, because it's been flooded with all the illegal immigrants. And what do they know? You know, basically, the Democrats, Gavin Newsom et al., they have paid for their votes, and they've secured their agenda, you know, by doing this. I mean, it's really amazing when you think about it. And the Democrats are, you know, they're artists in doing this. They use the people's money. They go into our treasury and assign it so that they can get their political outcome at the people's expense. And meanwhile, 50% of America goes, how did that happen?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And you saw it, you know, again, you saw it in Arizona last year, and Georgia, and a few other states, and they're hoping to do it in Texas, although it seems to be backfiring pretty bad for them in Texas right now.
Well, thank God there's common sense still reigning in Texas, and for the rest of the country, we have to re-embrace first principles. I keep insisting we got to get back to the basics, and here it is on the heels of our 4th of July celebration weekend. For those of you, again, never too late to reread your birth certificate called the Declaration of Independence, and you'll be shocked as you read through it and go, wow, so much of what was then is now. Except it's not the king, it's, you know, the political elites that have taken over and replaced the king, and they're the ones who are oppressing we the people. But it's going to be up to we the people to take back our rightful position of authority. Chris Chmielinski, the Numbers USA Director of Policy and Activism, has been with us. Thank you, Chris. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Thanks, as always.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase.